You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Holocaust Centre of New Zealand is calling for anti-lockdown protesters to stop misusing the Holocaust and the Star of David. At anti-lockdown, anti-vaccination protests, New Zealand's COVID-19 restrictions and vaccination mandates have been compared to the Holocaust by protesters. Chair of the Holocaust Centre of New Zealand, Deborah Hart, says this is insensitive, and if people wish to protest, they should not trivialise an event that caused severe generational trauma for the Jewish people. Here is Deborah on that now. Let's start with the comparisons anti-vaccination protesters have been making between New Zealand's COVID-19 restrictions and the Holocaust. What can you tell me about this and sort of how this has been happening?
Well, what we're seeing is protesters using the Holocaust to make a comparison to what's happening with vaccine mandates and what the government's doing. And the use of the Yellow Star of David, which was used by the Nazis. And really, this is a complete false equivalence. And to understand why, you have to understand what the Holocaust was. And the Holocaust was a deliberate attempt to exterminate the Jews. And key to it was the systematic implementation of extermination techniques. And of course, many other people were impacted and persecuted as well, the gay community, the Roma people, disabled. To say that what the government is doing with in relation to COVID is even remotely like what happened in the Holocaust is ridiculous. Ridiculous and a complete false equivalence.
So let's talk about how this is potentially impacting the Jewish community in New Zealand. How have people been feeling when they've been seeing this sort of language being used at these protests?
Well, I think both people in the Jewish community are completely appalled at the lack of sensitivity to what the Holocaust was and what Jewish people went through. 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. 1.5 million of them were children. And so, you know, I'm really quite appalled at the insensitivity of this. And for us, it underlines that we need to do more around education so people understand what the Holocaust actually was and what it isn't. And many people very hurt by these comparisons, particularly as, you know, when you make these kinds of comparisons, it delegitimizes what actually happened in the Holocaust. It belittles it. If it is to be compared with something trying to safeguard life, it basically says the Holocaust wasn't as appalling and murderous as it actually was.
It does feel that comparing it to the Holocaust, calling the government Nazis, it sort of feels in a way that they're using those terms quite lightly compared to what they actually were and what they actually mean.
What they're doing is using it as a shorthand, even though they seem blissfully unaware of what the Holocaust actually was. They know it was something terrible. So what they're saying is the government is causing something really terrible. But words actually matter. And the Holocaust was an actual something. And to try and say that the government are acting like Nazis and causing a Holocaust is just ridiculous. And it makes these people look completely ignorant and insensitive.
Just to go back to your point that you made about more education being necessary to perhaps prevent this sort of language being used at protests like this, do you think that the government actually needs to say something about it?
Well, I don't know if it's the government's role to say things like that, but it certainly is ours. And at the Holocaust Centre of New Zealand, you know, one of the things that we do is educate people about the Holocaust. Holocaust and what it was and what it wasn't and what it is that we have to be aware of to ensure that we don't have, you know, these kinds of things happening. So that squarely is the job of the Holocaust Centre of New Zealand. And we believe that every child in this country should learn about the Holocaust because it was such a pivotal event in global history and because of its power to inspire and empower action against anti-Semitism, discrimination and apathy. The protesters have every right to protest, but the way that they do it is really important, and they shouldn't do it by appropriating other people's symbols and attire, like the Star of David, which is a Jewish symbol. Bad enough that it was misappropriated by Hitler and the Nazis, but now we have the anti-vaxxer movement doing the same thing, which is, there's an irony in that, of course. They have a right to protest, but they need to do it responsibly and they need to do it in a way that doesn't cause offence and hurt to Jewish people.
Now, I just have one final question, just to sort of blow the context out a little bit, rather than just the protests here in New Zealand, but wider context. How regularly is Holocaust-related terms, language used in sort of movements or causes? In my mind, I'm sort of thinking, is it something that's used quite often online, or is this something you see quite often on sort of an international, wider scale as well?
Yeah. Look, even though we know that there's a decreasing understanding and comprehension of what the Holocaust actually was, we're seeing the Holocaust invoked for all number of causes. It's flung around to be shorthand for any number of grievances. And so we are seeing that a lot. And really, it's just really quite unsuitable and really insensitive to be doing that. It trivialises the Holocaust and diminishes the enormity of what the Nazis actually did. But if you talk to Holocaust centres worldwide, they will tell you the same thing, that the Holocaust is invoked for any number of causes. And, of course, people are labelled as Nazis for the same kind of reason. It's shorthand for, you know, terrible, appalling behaviour. But something is an atrocity.
And isn't necessarily used in the right context.
Well, words actually matter. And when you call something a Holocaust, it means something. And when you call someone a Nazi, it actually means something. I don't think anybody could reasonably say that the government is trying to systematically exterminate people.
Yeah.
Their intent isn't to exterminate, and we have one of the lowest death rates from COVID in the world. So, you know, in actuality, that's not what they're doing either.
That was Holocaust Centre of New Zealand Chair Deborah Hart speaking on why the centre is calling for anti-lockdown protesters to stop trivialising the Holocaust and the Star of David.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.